Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into a topic that's, well, it's really fascinating to me at least.
Yeah.
It's all about this rise of the digital arbitrator.
Interesting.
You know, arbitrate, right, like resolving those disputes outside of the courtroom.
Yeah, of course.
But what we're seeing now is like how technology, especially after, you know, the whole COVID-19 pandemic thing.
Right.
It's totally changing how this whole field works.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've got this article. It's called Pasted Text, and it dives into all this. It's really cool.
Cool.
By the end of this, you'll totally get why this whole digital arbitrator thing is, well, it's worth paying attention to.
Yeah, it's a big shift. I mean, the pandemic kind of forced a lot of things to change, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and arbitration was no different. Everyone had to move to these remote hearings.
Yeah, definitely.
But what's really interesting is it wasn't just like a temporary fix, you know? It showed us all these advantages. And now everyone is like rushing to use all these digital tools for arbitration.
So like out of necessity came all this innovation.
Exactly.
That's so cool. But this article, it goes way beyond just talking about like the remote hearings.
Yeah.
It goes into these like these digital arbitrators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, what even makes them so different? You know?
Well, it all comes down to how good they are, like how well they can work in that digital world.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
One of the biggest things is that we're using more and more of these online platforms to manage like the whole arbitration case.
Gotcha.
I mean, think about it. The whole legal world is going digital, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Courts are doing e-filing now.
Yeah, it makes things way faster.
Exactly. Less paper, yeah. Way easier to access everything.
For sure.
And lawyers, well, they're pretty comfortable working with all these electronic documents now.
Oh, definitely.
But email, well, email's got its problems, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got those huge files and, you know, you need to keep everything secure.
Right. Exactly. And that's where these platforms come in.
So they're like filling the gap.
Filling the gap. Yep. They're designed specifically for managing these arbitration cases.
Oh, wow.
They've got way better security, things like encryption, you know, making sure only the right people can see things.
That's super important.
And they make communication and sharing documents like way smoother.
Okay, cool.
So you save time, you save money.
Oh, wow. It's like a win-win.
And the cool thing is, even in pasted text, they talk about how all these legal professionals are like praising these platforms.
For real.
Yeah, because of the security, saving time, saving money. It's a big deal.
It makes sense though, right? Makes everything so much easier.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The platforms are just tools.
Oh, right.
You need someone who knows how to use them, you know?
Okay, so that's where our digital arbitrator steps in.
Exactly. And one of the biggest skills they need is being able to handle electronic exhibits.
Electronic exhibits.
It's like all those documents, evidence, presentations, all that stuff has to be managed digitally now.
Makes sense.
You know, the AAA, the American Arbitration Association.
Yeah.
They've been doing these surveys of everyone involved in arbitration.
Oh, cool.
And the results, well, they show how important this skill really is. Back in 2019, only 52% of people said they really cared if the arbitrator could handle electronic exhibits.
Okay.
But get this, in 2021, that number jumped to 70%.
Whoa, that's huge.
So it's pretty clear that you got to be comfortable with technology if you want to be an arbitrator these days.
For sure. It's becoming like a must-have, not just a nice-to-have.
Absolutely. And those same surveys show that, like, almost twice as many people were frustrated when they had to use hard copies, you know, paper and stuff.
So it's not just a preference anymore, huh? It's becoming the standard.
It is. And, you know, it's not just about managing documents. There's another really, really important thing for digital arbitrators.
What's that?
Cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah, totally. Makes sense with all the confidential stuff in arbitration.
Exactly. They got to protect all that sensitive information. So they're using VPNs, all kinds of antivirus and anti-malware software. They've got multi-factor authentication for their accounts, using secure email. They've got spam filters, everything you can think of to keep things safe.
Wow. That's intense.
It has to be. And you know those online platforms we talked about?
Yeah.
They help with this too. They're built to be really secure. So transmitting documents and handling exhibits during those hearings is way safer.
So it's like a whole ecosystem working together, huh?
Yeah.
The platforms, the arbitrators, the technology, all of it.
Exactly.
So let's bring it back to our listeners. You know, why does all this even matter to them?
Well, if you're ever in a situation where you need arbitration, knowing about this whole digital arbitrator thing,
yeah,
it could mean your experience is way more efficient, costs less, and is way more secure. Like, who doesn't want that?
Exactly. And it's something to keep in mind when you're picking an arbitrator, like, You might want to ask them about their tech skills, how comfortable they are with everything.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, this whole trend brings up some really interesting questions about the future of arbitration.
Like what?
Well, technology is always changing, right? It's moving so fast. So what other skills are arbitrators going to need in the future?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And how's all of this going to affect things like access to justice and making sure everything's fair? Like, it's really something to think about.
It really is. It's amazing to see how much technology is changing things in this field.
For sure.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of digital arbitrators.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And hey, maybe this will make you want to learn more. You know,
yeah.
Go check out those case management platforms, or maybe even think about your own cybersecurity.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, until next time.
See ya.